Proclamation number 5030 of 31st of December, 1950. Unusual need, unusual help. Feeding God's word. An unusually great spiritual adversity requires unusual help from where alone this adversity can be remedied, although human will has to accept this help first. Thus everything is done from the spiritual kingdom to provide people with help, for the time is drawing to a close and God's mercy is exceedingly great, and he wants to bring salvation to all who have to expect a dreadful fate if they continue to resist the efforts to bring them light, so that they will recognize their spiritual hardship themselves and change. The state of adversity is precisely the great spiritual darkness, the ignorance in which people live, the indifference they show towards their souls and the way of life which is not suitable for them to become enlightened, because only a life of love can bring about light, that is, enlightenment of the spirit. As long as people are not aware of their actual purpose in life, their destiny and their deficient spiritual state, they only live a life for the world, and such a life is completely useless for eternity. Dark of spirit are with only a faint glimmer of realization they can enter the beyond, where an upward development is certainly still possible but not certain, since free will is still decisive thereto, as it is on this earth. But now it is the time of the end. And that means that the gates of the spiritual kingdom are closing, that there is only an entry into the spheres of light or a banishment in the creations of the new earth. That every soul which has not reached the light on earth is lost for an inconceivably long time, that it cannot continue its course of development in the spiritual kingdom but will inevitably be transferred into the state where it was an infinitely long time ago. That it will be bound in hard matter again and has to cover the path through the whole of creation once more. God knows about every individual person's maturity of soul and his mercy seeks to save everyone from this fate of being bound, but your will determines itself and he does not touch it. He constantly comes towards you, his light is brought everywhere through bearers of light. All people are offered the opportunity to contemplate within themselves, to questioningly occupy themselves with thoughts about life after death. All people will be given a ray of light through word and scripture which can ignite into their hearts, and no one will be able to say that they've remained completely uninformed. But the will of man is free. But time passes with lightning speed and the last day draws ever closer. He who finds himself in darkness takes a wrong path that does not lead to the aim. And he should pay attention to the flashing of the light which, depending on his will, is enduring and also sends a beneficial brightness into his heart, if he opens himself to the ray of light which touches him as divine help, so that he will not get lost. 31st of the 12th, 1950. Countless messengers of light step into people's path. They are active on earth on behalf of God, they enlighten where there is ignorance, they give light where there is darkness. They bring people the truth which they have received directly from God, the eternal truth. And this is the extraordinary help that God himself draws close to people, that he, recognizing people's great adversity, supplies them with what they lack. The pure truth, which alone leads out of spiritual adversity. As long as people live in error, in ignorance of their purpose and outcome, they will also miss their purpose of earthly life and suffer spiritual adversity. And the soul has to bear the consequences of this ignorance. For this reason God, in his love and mercy, conveys the truth to them, his word, through mediators who place themselves at his disposal to help their fellow human beings. This is an unusual help because people no longer make any effort to contact the Heavenly Father themselves in order to receive the truth directly from him. People believe too little, and therefore this direct connection from the human being to God is no longer possible. Yet God's mercy and his love always devises new means where the human being himself fails. He uses the willingness of a few people to help and spreads his word through them. And thus he kindles light to chase away the darkness which lies spread over the earth. This light shall also kindle the flame in the heart. Love, and even that which comes from outside must first find acceptance in the heart, then the spirit will be illuminated, only then will the darkness disappear, only then will the spiritual adversity be remedied and salvation brought to the soul if people accept God's word and let it take effect on them before it is too late, before night falls, which lasts endlessly and is exceedingly painful. Amen.